Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson, and as long as we're here cheering on Special Olympics athletes along North Henderson Street, we came across State Representative Dan Swanson, so we thought we'd pull him aside and take a few minutes to talk to him. Thanks so much for your time.
Well, thank you, Will. It's always a pleasure to be out and about, and what a great event this is today.
What a great thing this is, for sure. What do you think this means to this area and to Illinois to have something like this and such support from law enforcement every year?
Well, it certainly brings hope. These Special Olympic athletes are some of our special people. I met Tamara, who's a gold medalist in swimming, and it really brings us together. The state police do a wonderful job. I ran in the Torch Run back, I believe, in the summer of 91, 92, somewhere in there, and it's really great to see our state troopers out here supporting Special Olympics in such a great event, great cause.
You touched on it's one of those things that it seems like these days when a lot of things aren't bringing people together, this is one of those things that does that.
Absolutely. Young and old, we're all together on this to make it better for our Special Olympic athletes and give them the opportunity to compete. There's nothing like a good competition and the many different events that they get to compete in.
I imagine there's not a day that goes by as we kind of switch away here where people aren't asking you about the situation down in Springfield. So what the heck? I'll ask you about that too if it's all right.
I figured that was one of the questions coming up tonight. But no, it's shameful. We didn't fulfill our commitment to put a budget together. I've been in talk with leadership from Springfield, and certainly we'll be going back yet here in a few weeks back to Springfield and try and get a budget hammered out. There's a lot of people to blame. No sense to do that right now. It's just we all need to roll up our sleeves and get the job done.
Yeah, I think that there are a lot of people that either want to place blame on one party or another or want to place the blame all around. And it seems to me like if you were, you can't name one person. I mean, some people want to blame the governor. Some people want to blame Speaker Madigan. But it's the whole situation is just years in the making.
Right. And it's just been going on for years and years. And it's time we get something done here. We've got the uncertainty of opening our schools. If we do open the schools, how long are they going to be open? Mr. Jim Nolan from Toulon, a well-known writer and politician in his day, he said, you know, don't tell people that we're not going to educate the kids this fall. Tell them there won't be any Friday night football. He said that'll get people stirred up and contact their congressman and bring this together.
That's almost what it's coming to, though.
Absolutely, and we don't want to get there. It's our intent as much as we can to get through this by the end of June and have some solid figures put together and plan for our schools and not only our local high schools and elementary schools, but also higher education. There's a lot of uncertainty there, too, and our social services.
We talked with State Senator Weaver, your counterpart in the Senate, last week, and he seemed pretty optimistic that even though we missed the May 31st deadline, that there might be something worked out here by the end of the month, by the time the new fiscal year starts. Is that what you're hearing, or are you hearing anything differently?
Well, that's what I'm hearing. You know, after the 31st of May, and maybe Senator Weaver touched upon it, no longer is just a simple majority of 60 votes in the House, but now it requires 71 votes to get legislation passed, that three-fifths majority. So with that, we're counting on being more jointed together in meeting a good solid budget or good bills to get this out of session.
Governor Rauner continues to push things like property tax reform. The school superintendents I know you've talked with say that even a temporary property tax freeze would not be very helpful. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, a property tax freeze is difficult out in our rural communities. We rely on those. We all recently received our tax bill. We see where every dollar and every penny goes in our communities, for our schools, for our fire departments, for our police protection. So it's difficult to talk property tax freezes out here where we continue to push for local control. So if we have a property tax freeze, we need to be able to counter off to offset that dollars lost with some other revenues for our relying people.
Is it at the point that we could get a full budget done, or is the word stopgap still being thrown around at this point?
Well, stopgap is a four-letter word. We don't like to think of stopgaps because stopgap doesn't add certainty. It's a budget that adds certainty to all of our people who rely on a budget.
All right. What's kind of the situation now? I know lawmakers kind of aren't working, although I heard the words continuous session thrown around again. Where are you at this point?
Well, there's still appropriation committees meeting at this time. I believe today the appropriations committee on general safety was meeting today. I'm on public safety. I'm waiting for my call to meet on appropriations, but there's still ongoing talks. So being a freshman, not part of some of those, but being a person and close friend with Noreen Hammond, Representative Hammond, I'm aware that there are things going on.
All right, State Representative Dan Swanson, thanks so much for your time. Hopefully we'll talk under completely better circumstances next time.
Well, absolutely, Will. And please, don't be afraid to give me a call, or we'll keep in touch, because we've got a lot of work to get done, and we need to roll up our sleeves and make sure we get it done.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Will.
Sports and weather coming up on WGIL.